USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Officials from multiple countries are in a race against time to find a civilian submersible that had five people aboard when it went missing Sunday in the North Atlantic while traveling to the wreckage of the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger, commander of the U.S. Coast Guard's 1st District.
The vessel was designed with a 96-hour sustainment capability if there was an emergency on board. We're using that time, making the best use of every moment of that time to locate the vessel.
Another round of severe weather is set to hit parts of the southern U.S. today. Heavy storms are expected to track into Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, with the potential for damaging wind gusts, large hail, and flooding. Storms could reach the Florida Peninsula tomorrow. Tornadoes have also hit the region in recent days, causing serious damage and several deaths. The White House is set to hold a series of events this week to mark the one-year anniversary of the abortion reversal of Roe v. Wade.
An official says First Lady Jill Biden will host a roundtable discussion today with women who have been denied medical care since the Supreme Court overturned the landmark abortion case. It'll highlight the administration's commitment to protecting access to reproductive health care. President Biden is also expected to deliver remarks on the topic this week. This weekend in North Carolina, Vice President Harris is slated to give a major speech to rally supporters, advocates, and community leaders on abortion access. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A San Diego, California mother has been arrested after her two kids were killed running onto a California highway. Police say the kids were chasing after a suitcase that flew off their car when they were struck by a car going full speed. The driver of the car has not been charged, but the mom was arrested for DUI and child endangerment. This is USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Research at Iowa State University could reduce the number of salmonella cases.
Iowa State researcher Mela Malata says they're trying to grow a key microbe in the lab, which when given to newly hatched chicks, makes them healthier and cuts the risk of salmonella. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates nearly 50 million people in the U.S. get sick each year from foodborne pathogens, and salmonella is a top threat, causing more than 400 deaths each year. I'm Sue Danielson.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is speaking out why he didn't turn over classified documents immediately.
Trump said that the National Archives only needed to say one simple thing to retrieve the classified documents.
Please, 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 could we have it back?
In an interview with Fox News, Trump addressed the issue of the archives subpoenaing him, and he said that the boxes of documents were mixed in with his own personal belongings.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
Recently, Trump was arraigned on federal charges related to his handling of classified documents after his presidency. I'm John Schaefer.
Nebraskans will be able to legally bet on sports starting Thursday. This comes after a ballot initiative was approved by voters in 2020, legalizing sports betting at approved locations. Bets will only be allowed on site and will not be allowed for any home games for Nebraska teams, only away games. The War Horse Casino in Lincoln will be the first in Nebraska to offer sports betting. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.